are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And this Friday edition of People in Your Neighborhood is brought to you by Lee Real Estate, the Peer VA Clinic, and May Adam. First up, joining me this morning, Peer Mayor Steve Harding. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Dave. Good to be back again. Like we always say, time flies by.
It really, really does. But you've got some time out on the links in there, right?
Yep. Yep. Excellent. You know, with this nice weather, got out there at the golf course. The Chamber of Commerce tournament was yesterday.
Right.
And that's a great fundraiser for the Chamber. And, you know, they do a great job of promoting the city and all the different events and organizations. So that was a fun tournament and good participation. So everybody had a great time.
Excellent. And there's always a lot going on. One of the big things here that's been in the news is the Old City Hall development that's going to be happening.
Yeah, you know, Dave, I got elected mayor in 2017. And one of the things I said at that time was that we needed to do something with City Hall, whether it be tear it down and rebuild on the existing lot where it was at, look for a different location, look for an existing building, partner with another governmental agency or anything. Mm-hmm. We decided to move City Hall where it's currently at, which really proved to be a great thing for the city. And then after we did that, then I was thinking, okay, now this is a nice piece of property. It's got a bigger use than just one thing, you know. And so we put out a request for developers' qualifications, and we got several people asking about it and things. But it just wasn't what I thought was the right fit for downtown. I thought that area could really revitalize the downtown and provide some retail business of some kind. And so, we just kept talking to people, and once the Printcom building came for sale, then, I thought, well, if we close Chappelle Street there, which is right there between Printcom and the City Hall lot, if we close that, that would really make a nice, you know, big piece of property there that maybe other developers may, you know, have an idea of what might fit there. Well, long story short, throughout now, this is 5 years later, you know, we finally found the right fit.
Right.
And Hague Properties from Sioux Falls, I've talked to them pretty consistently over the last 4 years on their ideas and their thoughts. Then, you know, COVID hit, and we had to push the pause button for about a year. And then after that, we got back together again and started talking. So we just announced here, 2 weeks ago, about the idea and the development that the Hague Properties is bringing. And we're looking at, a hotel under either a Marriott or a Hilton or a Fairfield brand name, and a Starbucks coffee, and about a 60-unit apartment complex, and then some additional office space.
And really a little bit of everything in that development, which is probably really what you were looking for, right?
Yep, exactly, Dave. That's exactly right. And it really accomplishes a lot of things in the community that I've been hearing from people for a number of years. Mm-hmm. And it's just not in Pierre, but it's statewide, really. One of those is affordable housing, available apartments for folks, additional hotel space to have bigger events, more retail, and some upgraded office space, you know.
Right.
And so it's really going to be an exciting thing. What'll happen, there's several steps that we need to take. The city is going to buy that small piece of property that the county owns down there, and then we'll transfer. The city can't just sell property. We have to go through a process. Mm-hmm. It either have to be an auction or a sealed bid or something like that. However, state law does allow the city to transfer property to a nonprofit. So once we buy that little piece of county property, we'll transfer that property to the Pierre Economic Development Corporation. They will sell it to Hague's. Hague Property is buying the Printcom building. And then Once that is all done, then you'll start seeing the buildings start getting torn down. The old City Hall building, that small building the county owns, and the PrintCom building, those will all come down. And then after that, the city will vacate Chappelle Street, and then, you know, that one big chunk. Next spring, 2023, you'll see construction start on that new development down there. And I think it's just so exciting for Pierre looking into the future that I think, you know, Paul Hague, when I was talking to him, he said development creates development.
Right.
You know.
It really does. It's a domino effect.
Yeah, exactly. So once that gets completed, people will be living down there, additional office space. I just think you'll see that'll be the boost that downtown is looking for to create additional small shops down there, or, you know, businesses updating their buildings and providing new services. So I just really am excited for that project to get going. And by the reactions and the comments I've gotten from the community, mm-hmm. sounds like everybody is just in full support of it and excited about that getting started.
Yeah, it's going to be another great addition to the city.
Yep, and, absolutely.
We've got people right now doing spring planting, doing different things with their trees. Of course, down at the landfill site, composting is something that happens, and folks can take advantage of that.
Yeah, definitely, Dave. You know, as you say, people are starting to look at planting their gardens and cleaning up the yards and everything, and a lot of times they'd like to have a little additional fill in their gardens or compost, or put in, you know, if they're planting a tree, put in some compost for fertilization. And so, you know, and we get asked, well, what do you do with all the grass down there that you get down at the recycling center, you know? Well, we actually take that up to the old city landfill, and we grind that up. We've got a machine there that grinds that up, and we pile it, and then the machine goes through there and churns that cut up grass, and eventually it gets to a point where it's just wonderful compost. And then we screen that compost because, mm-hmm. you know, there's papers and sticks and chunks of wood and stuff. So we screen that, and it's just excellent compost. And that's available to the public. So if you're looking for some nice compost, you can go down and get a 5-gallon bucket, or you can get a trailer load or a pickup load or whatever. Those bigger loads, the city will fill that for you. We've got a front-end loader. You go down to the city landfill there, go across the scale, and just tell them you'd like your trailer filled up or your buckets, containers filled up.
Right.
And they'll do that for you. If it's smaller loads where you can just take a shovel and do it, well, then
right. You'd
have to do it yourself. But the big loads,
they'll give you a hand. That's great.
The city will fill it for you. Go across the scale. It's high quality. It's $20 a ton.
Okay.
Is what the cost is. And to get that kind of compost, a ton is a lot of compost.
It is. You're going to get your money's worth.
Yeah, you really are. So we, we invite the public to come down and get that, and it just works wonderfully.
Sounds good. And how about a quick update on the pool? I'm sure people are wondering about how things are moving along there.
Yeah, you know, now that things are moving along, we're getting lots of questions about people, and that's moving along great. You can go down there, and they've been moving a lot of dirt. The compaction got to where it needed to be.
Excellent.
And so they're taking off the weight of the soil that was on top there just for weight to compact it down.
Right.
And so what you're seeing there is that removal of that dirt. And then once that's leveled to the correct height, then they'll start digging. The contractor will come and start digging the hole for the 50-meter pool will be the first one you'll see. That pool is the long pool that goes down Crow Street towards the river. And you'll see that one develop first. And hopefully, if everything goes good by the end of the summer, you could see that pool poured already.
Getting some construction underway. That'd be great.
Yeah, you bet. And then next year, they'll work on the recreational pool. So the recreational pool will be, you know, moving towards the hospital complex there. Mm-hmm. And we'll get that done. And we plan on opening spring of 2024. And so we're making progress. It's exciting to see. There's lots of
absolutely.
There's gonna be continue to be lots of construction in Pier.
Yeah, it's a process, and we just you know, just have to watch it as it comes along and get more excited the further they get.
Yep, that's right. So keep an eye on it. It'd be fun to see those things go up.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for dropping in and updating us as always.
Yep, and, appreciate the opportunity, Dave. Yeah.
Always a pleasure. Make sure you get out there on the golf course some more before we chat next.
Yep, you bet. I'll try.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
There's Pier Mayor Steve Harding joining us this morning on People in Your Neighborhood. We'll take a break here and then chat with the folks from the First United Methodist Church.
This is Meredith at Lee Real Estate. Now is the time for you to list your home with Lee Real Estate. We have buyers looking for homes in all price ranges, with many homes selling very quickly. If you've been thinking about selling your home, give us a call and we'll do a free market analysis and give you the best information to get the best price for your home. And buyers, we have the homes you're looking for, or we will find it for you. Check us out on Facebook at Lee Real Estate Pier or find us at LeeRealEstatePier.com.
The Pier VA Clinic is a community-based outpatient clinic located in the North Ridge Plaza. Pier VA Clinic offers primary care, mental health, laboratory testing, and service referrals. If you're looking for excellent health care and dedicated caring providers and are a veteran, the Pier VA Clinic is for you. Contact them at 605-945-1710 or myhealth.va.gov. There's no need to travel from Central South Dakota for routine care, yearly checkups, or testing. Contact the Pier VA Clinic to enroll and to get more information.
May Adam Law Firm of Pier offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. May Adam Law Firm skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, or personal injury. May Adam Law Firm is able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future, too. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm of Pier. Since 1881.
And back once again here on the Friday edition of People in Your Neighborhood. Joining me this morning from the First United Methodist Church, we've got Elaine Scott and Ron Smith. Thank you for joining me this morning.
Glad to be here.
You bet. Good morning.
And you've got something going on tomorrow that we want to invite people to and let them know all about it. So tell us about the luncheon you've got going on.
We have a spring salad luncheon. It starts at 12 o'clock noon. We usually have this around Valentine's Day, but because of COVID the last few years, we haven't been able to have it.
Okay.
So this will be our first time back in the church for 2 years for this salad luncheon. There'll be lots and lots of salads, a dessert, punch and coffee, and all, and then we will have some croissant chicken salad sandwiches.
Oh, okay.
And the fee is $10. You can purchase a ticket at the door. Our entertainment will be Jay Mickelson and Beverly Mickelson. They're going to be doing some songs on springtime and love.
Oh, there you go.
Imagine that.
Yeah, very
at
nice.
At this time of year. So it's just going to be a fun time for everybody. And glad to be back and having everybody back in the church. So
yeah, that's wonderful to be able to get back together in person to do this. And it's for a good cause as well, I hear.
It's for the camping programs in our church. We have a lot of children that go different times all summer long to camp, and adults also. And this will help defray their cost to camp.
Wonderful. So yeah, noontime tomorrow. Get there a little early so you can get in the door and start, you know, grabbing those delicious salads and sandwiches and desserts. That's that's going to be a great time.
Yep.
All right. Anything you want to add, Ron?
This Sunday, we start our worship in the park, our One Hope worship services. If the weather's nice, and if the weather's not nice, we'll be in the TCC at First Methodist for the services at 9:30. And we have our Trappers dinner for the Trappers baseball team June 14th.
Excellent.
Yeah. And then our patriotic concert, our fundraiser for the Church of Hope, is coming up July 10th.
I was going to say, that's around the corner,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, got a lot of things going on at the church.
Wonderful.
These next couple months.
If people want to find out more about what you've got going on, how do they do that, Ron?
I can call the church, 224-5939. Go to our Facebook page or our website. Yeah, a lot of information posted there, too.
Excellent. Well, thank you for dropping in this morning and letting everybody know. And I'm sure it's going to be a busy and popular luncheon tomorrow.
Yeah.
And all for a good cause, too.
And
that's
for men
great
and
thing.
Women. Men and women.
That's right. Anybody who wants
meal.
To come on out and enjoy.
Yep.
All right. Well, enjoy your Friday and look forward to seeing you again soon.
You bet. Yep. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. There's Elaine Scott and Ron Smith joining us from the First United Methodist Church. Enjoy that luncheon tomorrow. It gets underway at noon. Coming up, we're going to check in with the Ag Network and get our overnight, we'll get our pre-opening call. That's on the way for you after these.